This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights said on Wednesday war crimes had been committed by both Israel and Hamas in the conflict that erupted just over a month ago. Volker Turk at the Rafah crossing in Egypt on the border with Gaza first called out the October 7th attacks by Palestinian armed groups and the continued holding of hostages.
Collective punishment by Israel of Palestinian civilians amounts also to a war crime, as does the unlawful forcible evacuation of civilians.
Israel has bombarded Gaza unrelentingly in response to the cross-border Hamas raid on southern Israel, in which gunmen killed 1,400 people and took about 240 hostages. Israeli bombardments have killed more than 10,500, including thousands of women and children, according to the Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. A new poll finds Americans divided on the Israel-Hamas war. AP correspondent Jennifer King has more.
A survey asked U.S. respondents about Israel's counterattack to the Hamas assault on October 7th. 38% say it's been appropriate. 18% say it has not gone far enough, while 40% say Israel has gone too far. That's according to a poll conducted in early November by the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research. More Americans, 44%, now describe Israel as an ally that shares U.S. interests and values, compared to 32% in August. Only about 36% say it is very or extremely important to provide aid to Israel's military. I'm Jennifer King.
A long line of thousands of Palestinians fled on foot from northern Gaza Wednesday. Families, children, and older adults